Yeah, knock it off, Private Holter, said Jackram. Okay. Now get to... Holter, I'm placing you under arrest for... Strappy began. Corporal Strappy, a word in your shell-like ear, please. You men, you stop here, growled the sergeant, clambering down from the cart. Jackram walked back down the road about 50 feet. Glaring around at the squad, the corporal strutted after him.
Are we in trouble? Said Tonka.
You'll guess, said Maledict.
Bound to be, said Shufti. Strappy can always get you for something.
They're having an argument, said Maledict, which is odd, don't you think? A sergeant is supposed to give orders to a corporal.
We are winning, aren't we? Said Shufti. I mean, I know there's a war, but... I mean, we get weapons, don't we, and we'll... Well, they've got to train us, right? It'll probably be over by then, right? Everyone says we're winning. I will ask the Duchess in my prayers tonight, said Wazza.
The rest of the squad looked at one another with a shared expression.
Yeah, right, Waz, said Tonka kindly. You do that.
The sun was setting fast, half hidden in the mist. Here, on the muddy road between damp fields, it suddenly felt as cold as it could be.
No one says we're winning, except maybe Strappy, said Polly. They just say that everyone says we're winning. The men he got repaired didn't even say that, said Tonka. They said, you poor bastards, you'll leg it if you've got any sense.
Thank you for sharing, said Maledict.
It looks as though everyone's feeling sorry for us, said Polly.
Yeah, well, so am I, and I am us, said Igor. Some of those men.
All right, stop lollygagging, you lot, shouted Strappy, marching up.
Corporal, said the sergeant quietly, hauling himself back onto the cart. Strappy paused, and then, in a voice dripping with syrup and sarcasm, he went on,
Excuse me! The sergeant myself would be obliged if you brave heroes-to-be would join us in a little light marching, jolly good. And there will be embroidery later on. Best foot forward, ladies!
She heard Tonka gasp. Strappy turned, eyes glinting with sinister anticipation.
Oh, someone doesn't like being called a lady, eh? He said. Dear me, Private Alter, you've got a lot to learn, haven't you? You're a sissy little lady until we make a man of you, right? And I dread to think how long that's going to take. Move!
I know, thought Polly as they set off. It takes about 10 seconds and a pair of socks. One sock, and you could make Strappy. Plots turned out to be like Plune, but it was worse because it was bigger. The rain started again as they marched into the cobbled square. It looked as though it always rained here. The buildings were grey and mud spattered near the ground. Roof gutters overflowed, pouring rain onto the cobbles and sending a spray over the recruits. There was no one about. Polly saw open doors banging in the wind and bits of debris in the streets, and remembered the lines of hurrying people on the road. There was no one here. Sergeant Jackram climbed down from the cart as Strappy bawled them into line. Then the sergeant took over, leaving the corporal to glower from the sidelines.
"This is wonderful, Plots," he said. "Have a look round so that if you is killed and goes to hell, it won't come as a shock. You'll be bivvying in that barracks over there, what is military property."
He waved a hand towards a crumbling stone building that looked about as military as a barn. "You will be issued with your equipment, and tomorrow it's a nice long march to Krotz, where you will arrive as boys and leave as men. Did I just say something funny, Perks?"
"No, I thought so too." "Attention! That means stand up straight." "That's straight!" yelled Strappy.
A young man was riding across the square on a tired, skinny brown horse, which was quite suitable because he was a tired, skinny man. The skinniness was helped by the fact that he wore a tunic that had clearly been made for someone a couple of sizes larger. The same applied to his helmet. He must have padded it, Polly thought. One cough and it'll be over his eyes. Sergeant Jackram snapped off a salute as the officer approached.
"Jackram, sir. You'll be Lieutenant Blau, sir."
"Well done, Sergeant."
"These are the recruits from upriver, sir. Fine body of men, sir."
The rider peered at the squad. He actually leaned forward over the horse's neck, causing rain to pour off his helmet.
"This is all, Sergeant?"
"Yes, sir."
"Most of them look very young," said the lieutenant, who didn't look very old.
"Yes, sir."
"And isn't that one a troll?"
"Yes, sir. Well spotted, sir."
"And the one with stitches all round his head?"
"He's an Igor, sir. Sort of like a special clan up in the mountains, sir.
Do they fight?